Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very informative and a very beautiful hadith which has been transmitted and narrated from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is about the treatment for self-admiration. As you know, self-admiration or pride or vanity, whatever you want to call it, is one of the grave ethical maladies. It's one of the vices, and it has been reprimanded in many hadiths. For example, one hadith, it's been narrated that Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "There is no loneliness more frightening than self-admiration." And he also said, "Self-admiration shows up your faults." And Imam Baqir or Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Verily Allah Blessed and Most High says, verily from among my servants is he who asks me to enable him to perform an act of obedience to me, in order that he may procure my love. But I, however, withhold that from him, in order that he does not come to feel proud of that action of his." Right, so, you know, self-admiration is so bad that sometimes Allah Ta'ala, he may not allow us to perform a good deed because he knows that we may, by performing that good deed, become overcome by a feeling and a sense of self-admiration, which he does not value in the least. Now, so self-admiration is definitely bad. The question we want to ask is, how do we prevent this from occurring? Is there any solution or any methodology that we might adopt in order to hinder this and prevent this from being created within us? The answer to this question is definitely there is a way. Imam Baqir and the other Imams, alayhi salam, have indeed mentioned the way to this. In general terms, the way to block the sense of admiration is to constantly remember one's own defects, one's faults, one's deficiencies. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "What is the matter with man that he is so given to self-admiration when his origin was but a putrid droplet and his end is a filthy corpse? And between these states, he is but a vessel for excrement." Right? The Imam Salamullah alayhi, he mentions these, the faults and the physical deficiencies of the human being. And in this way, he reminds us of these deficiencies so that we do not become overwhelmed with a sense of self-admiration. Imam Baqir alayhi salam said, "Block the path of self-admiration through self-knowledge. Know yourself, recognize yourself." And when we recognize ourselves, we recognize our deficiencies, our imperfections, our faults. In this way, we become, it prevents us from being overcome with a sense of self-admiration. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "If crossing the Sirat bridge, which is a bridge extended over hell, is a reality, then wherefore the need for self-admiration?" So this is another way that we can stop self-admiration. Think about the realities that we will undergo after we die. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the treatment for self-admiration in the words of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد